So what do you think your real goals are with this game? Like, how do you want people to look at this game once it's released? Like, how do you want people to say, like, oh, this game did this or this game did that? How do you want this game to really stand out?
I want people to realize that we've put a lot of effort into making the matches feel different from each other. So, you know, the strategy that we've implied with Curtis Angel, where he works a guy's leg, you know, you're not going to see him do that against a guy like Harvey D, who doesn't have any lift-up moves, because there's no benefit to him to do that. So instead, he's going to work on his back and his gut so that he can win with the Olympic slam. And that's really key to us, is that we want people to realize that we're innovating here with this. You know, no other game that I can think of has ever done that level of strategy where you have to go out there and decide how you're going to face the opponent. And at the same time, I want people to realize that, you know, we're a small team trying this. This is our first try. There's only one other wrestling game on the market, so we're inevitably going to be compared to that. But that's a game made by 200 people with three studios and, you know, 20 years of development. And this started with last year's game, you know, so we've done this from scratch, and we're a tiny team, so that you're obviously going to not quite get everything. But even with our tiny team, we've managed to do things that have never been done before. And if the game goes out and it does well, and enough wrestling fans really start to get behind it, then, like, just think of what we could do if we can then expand our team and grow and really try and get something that's, you know, long-term, full-blown competition in the market for wrestling games. Because I just think that's long overdue. You know, we've had one game and one creator for the best part of the last decade, which is, it just feels like a shame to me for such a brilliant genre.
How would you describe the challenge mode to someone who kind of just comes across it for the first time? You told me earlier that, you know, it adds, you know, tens of hours of gameplay to the game, makes it a much different experience than your casual wrestling game. So how does that challenge mode really stand out?
So challenge mode is, you know, hard. We've made it difficult, but it's not, it's hard to describe. I think the best way of viewing it is that we built it so that if you want to just play through and win every challenge, you can do. But that's not really, you know, unlocking all of the objectives and defeating, you know, the defeats the purpose of the game, because obviously there's objectives to unlock. But that's for people that struggle with the game. They can go through it that way easy and they complete everything. The next level would be unlocking all of the objectives. And that's kind of like our normal, what we would expect every player to be able to do, go through and unlock the objectives. Some they're going to find tricky, some they're going to find easy, and we hope that they find most of them really fun. But then, the thing about our game is that we have this 5-star rating system, and it's very complex, it's very deep. You're not going to get a 5-star rated match unless you was really doing that. And we've set out to make that kind of a hardcore, you know, only the hardcore gamers out there are going to get 5-star matches on every challenge. I'm the creator of the game. I did it from scratch, and I struggle to get a 5-star on every challenge. And I've done it, but it's not easy. So I'm sure guys out there will be better at the game than me, but it will take them time to master that properly. So it's a challenge. It's not just, you know, we call it a challenge mode because it's challenging. that's the key. Plus, it's 40 hours of you know, challenges to get through. There's multiple different types of challenges, like time challenges and, you know, supercharged challenges where you've constantly got your finishes so you can go have fun. Or like survival challenges where you've got a broken leg for the entire match and you've got to get through the match avoiding, like, trying lifting up moves, because then your knee will buckle and the AI will beat you. And that can be really, you know, that changes how you approach the match entirely when you're starting with a broken leg, because in our game, having a broken leg means something.
I know this is a difficult question to ask, and it's kind of one that isn't necessary, but, I mean, you guys have kind of tackled some of the most pertinent and most interesting in terms of, like, character types and characters. Like, even though there's not a lot of characters in the game, you've kind of given someone for everyone. But at the same time, I'm sure there's a lot of people that were wondering about DLC. So is there anything that you can add to that equation? Will there be DLC for the game? If so, like, what can we expect?
We absolutely have DLC planned. You know, we've always wanted to build this into a massive game. If we can see what people respond well to, so do they want new characters? Do they want new match types? Do they want new weapons? Do they want, you know, a completely new mode that we've never thought of? It's really up to the players to get in touch with us here and give us their feedback. We want to hear it. What we did with Wrestling Manager was we released that and we had 9 updates for it. And originally we planned to put you know, new sound in there in like the first update and things. And the game never got any sound. And the reason it never got any sound is because we as developers thought that it should have sound. But when we asked our fan base what they wanted from the game, none of them ever said sound. They all said, oh, we want, you know, a new feature, a new story, or a new, you know, they wanted something new. They wanted not sound. Sound wasn't going to add things to that. And that's the key for us, is that the gamers themselves will be able to help mold what we do here. But also, we obviously, you know, there's characters that we want to add. There's character classes that we want to add. And we want to do it when it's right for the game. We don't just want to add a character for the sake of adding a character. We want to add something that adds gameplay to it.
Last question for me. Bottom line, why should someone play this game once it's released?
Because they're a wrestling fan, and this game is made by wrestling fans, but it's made by an incredibly talented and passionate team upstairs that are working on this game, you know, for 3 years solid. And if wrestling fans don't get behind this project, you know, they're going to be missing out on what could be one of the better wrestling game franchises long term. They should play this now because, you know, the strategy and the innovation and things like that. But they should play it because they're wrestling fans and they want to play a wrestling game, because that's what this is. It's made for them. It's made for guys that understand ring psychology. For guys that want a game that's not just about attacking, it's not a fighting game, it's a proper professional wrestling game. And what we've got coming down the pipeline, what we want to add to this game, is truly revolutionary. I can't wait to get it in, and I can't even talk about that right now.